Good morning, friends. This is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli, your relationship specialist. I'm going to help you today with your relationships to yourself and others. And I want to hear from you today at 888-454-3378. First off, though, I have to talk to you about a subject that is very close to my heart. We live in a society where people are totally judged based on their appearance rather than who they are as people. And while we have really evolved, I think, in terms of not discriminating against people for their religion or their ethnicity and even their sexual orientation, we still think nothing of ostracizing people because they are overweight. We do this, and we think it's okay. We think that people who are fat are that way because they're gluttonous, or because they are disgusting, or because they have no willpower. And so we keep a cycle that we teach to our children about bullying children and even adults who are larger. And it just drives me absolutely crazy. And people are not overweight because they have some kind of willpower problem. They're that way because their relationship to food is not that healthy. And you know, they say that everyone is most afraid of the thing that they fear the most in themselves. Well, the reason that we're so hard on people who are overweight is because we ourselves are petrified of being fat. We're petrified of our children being fat. All right, so what we do is we perpetuate this cycle of, I think, abuse of people. And it has to stop. We really have to do something about it. So, and I have a story to tell you that happened several weeks ago. I have a wonderful woman that I work with. I'm, for the purposes of my discussion, I'm going to call her Jane. And Jane has been seeing me for several years. And she's a very large woman. And when I say very large, she's over 300 pounds. And she came to my office one evening, and this is a well-put-together woman, always dresses well. She's very successful in her career. She just has a wonderful personality. And she walks into my office hysterically crying. Now, she's not usually this bad, so I say, Jane, what in the world is wrong? Now, I'm thinking someone died. I don't know what happened. It must be very traumatic, whatever happened. And she proceeds to tell me, I was walking across your parking lot, and a woman in a minivan rolls down her window and says, move your fat ass, then used another word that I don't think I'm allowed to use on the radio. Starts with a B. Now, this is disgusting. Just disgusting. Who does this woman think she is that she can just roll down the window and say these things to a total stranger? Now, Jean is a large woman, so she walks slower, okay, than the average person. It takes her a little bit more time. But to say that to somebody, and I don't even know if she had kids in the car while she's in her minivan, I mean, this should be a crime. How can you treat somebody like this? So this poor woman is in hysterics. Now, obviously, it was a really good unit of work for us because we were able to talk about how, you know, she's always felt like this her entire life, that she was picked on as a child, that her own parents were disgusted by her, and we revisited that. And then we started talking about how, you know, her relationship to her body is so damaged because of this. And I want you all to know how upsetting it is to people to be treated this way. And take some thoughts for yourself. How many times have you said something in front of your own child or in front of a friend or underneath your breath? You know, you're at the beach and all of a sudden you have a authority of saying who should and shouldn't be wearing a two-piece bathing suit. I know you've done it. I've seen it before. I've seen parents of my daughter's friends actually make comments in front of her about people's weight. In my home, the word fat is a dirty word. We don't say it. I don't have a bathroom scale in my home. Right? It is just not part of our vocabulary. We do not make people's weight an issue in our home. And what I want you to do is to make that change, too. If I had a fantasy, I would have everybody's bathroom scales removed and that word stricken from our vocabulary. A person's size should not be a subject of other people's ridicule. And we should not judge and discriminate based on size. And I think we need to have a lot more empathy for people who may have not a healthy, very, very healthy relationship with food. And let me tell you, when people have unhealthy relationships to food, it's usually because they grew up in a very unhealthy environment when it comes to food, and or they may have suffered some type of abuse that actually the reason why that they become so large is so that they can keep people further away from them. So I think we need to have a little bit more empathy, and I think we need to start changing the way that we treat people. Now, if you are suffering from a situation similar to this, my friend Jane, I would love to hear from you at 888-454-3378, because I want you to talk a little bit about the challenges you've had with being a larger person and what it's been like for you. I would definitely love to hear from you. So, any questions about relationships, your relationship to food or weight? Please give me a call at 888-454-3378. We have Crystal on the line. Crystal.
Hello, yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal. It's Dr. Pizzulli. What can I do for you today?
Excuse me. Well, I just have, I just wanted to get your advice on a relationship, like a dating relationship.
Oh, absolutely. That's my specialty. What can I do for you?
Well, what is your advice if you're on a first date with a guy and y'all are just leaving the house and he grabs your phone out of your hand and throws it down in the console?
Alrighty then.
Yeah. And you're opening and closing it probably out of being nervous or just out of a habit. And I'm assuming he thought that I was texting someone else. So it kind of made me feel like he was being a little more aggressive for sure.
Sure.
And so I just want to know, what was your advice on that?
Oh, my Lord. Well, why don't you tell me what you did? Did you go on that date?
Actually, I did, yeah.
Oh, so what was
it
like?
And the date went really great, but it was a little scary because I thought, wow, like, because he's older than me. He's a lawyer. So, I'm a little too nervous to stick up for myself. But I've never had that happen to me before, so... You know, I talked to some people about it, and definitely they didn't think it was a good sign, but I just wanted to call in and ask you what you thought.
All right. So, Crystal, what you're really doing is you're saying, you know, Dr. Pizzulli, I just need another opinion about whether or not this guy's a jerk.
Exactly.
Now, but you couldn't trust your own gut on this date to, you know, your jerk meter? Did it go off? I mean...
Honestly... no, because I really, liked the guy.
Okay.
We got along really well. But this was shocking, because we had hung out for, like, a month and a half at a workplace is how we met. And it was, like, perfect, you know, like, it felt like romance. And, you know, we just had lunch and talked a lot. So this happened out of nowhere. It kind of shocked me, you know. And I really still like him. So that's why I didn't really want him to, like, hop out the car and leave.
So you didn't want to really share with him your real feelings on the first date, just in case you really liked him and wanted to keep dating him.
Right. And, well, I didn't know, because after he did that, I think he realized he was wrong, because I kind of looked at him like, whoa.
But you didn't actually share with him how you felt about him throwing your phone on the ground.
No, I just kind of looked at him like in shock, and then he goes...
All right. Here's Crystal, rule number one, all right, with being in healthy relationships, because I'm all about healthy relationships, all right?
Uh-huh.
Is sharing how you feel honestly and openly when you feel it. Okay? It's very important. So what you're saying is that you're so afraid of passing up this opportunity for a relationship that you're not really willing to tell him how you felt about doing something, quite frankly, pretty aggressive.
Yeah. I guess, like I said, a little timid, nervous to stick up for myself. But after he had done that, I think he realized, whoa, I kind of crossed the line. And he said, right. Oh, I do that all the time.
Or Crystal, but the
like
problem
that.
Here is you're saying, I think he felt blah, 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 blah. But you don't really know how he felt. Listen, Crystal, listen,
exactly.
This is what I want to do. I have to go to a commercial break. But I would like to talk to you a little bit more about the way in which you're handling yourself on first dates and relationships in general, because I want you to get your needs met.
Right.
Would you be willing to hold on for a couple minutes and we can revisit this whole situation with this guy and get a better feel for him?
Sure.
All right. So hang on after the break. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We're going to resume with Crystal and find out what is going on with this guy and her in this relationship.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
Founder and executive director of the National Diaper Bank Network, Joanne Goldblum.
Diaper need is even more distressing to moms than not having enough food for their family. I've worked with Huggies Every Little Bottom for the past 3 years to get diapers to babies in need, and there are many ways you can help.
For more, visit diaperbanknetwork.org and interact on huggies.com/tester to donate diapers through the Huggies Every Little Bottom program. I'm Gail Humphrey.
A recent Sleep Number study found half of adults admit they disagree with their sleep partner about temperature in the bedroom. Sleep expert Pete Bills.
If you are like most couples who don't agree on bedroom temperature, find solutions that accommodate both your sleep preferences, like Sleep Number's exclusive dual temp layer. It can be added to any bed and is the only solution that uses active air technology to evenly heat and cool each side of the bed.
For more tips, visit sleepnumber.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Mmm. Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Welcome back. You're listening to Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli, relationship specialist at 888-454-3378. And we're talking to Crystal. You still there, Crystal?
I'm here.
Wonderful. So Crystal goes on this date with this guy who, you know, she has some high hopes for because she's known him for a little while. And on the very first moment she sees him to pick her up for this date, he grabs her phone out of her hand while she's probably just closing it up or whatever and throws it down on the ground or on the console, right?
On the console, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's the car, right?
Yeah, his truck, yeah, in the middle.
His truck, a console, right. He grabs it out of her hands and throws it down, and she's trying to figure out whether this is like a sign of something negative about this guy, right? Does that sound about it?
Yeah, and I didn't want it to be negative because I really liked him. I was like, you know, just bypassing it, but it kind of freaked me out. And I thought about it, you know, the next day or so and got advice from other people. Of course, it was not good. They didn't think it was good.
Right.
I wanted to call in and ask you.
Yeah, and Crystal, I'm glad you have some insight, which is great. I mean, you're being honest with yourself because, you know, you have such high hopes. You're so afraid to address this because you're desperately wanting it to work out, so you don't want to just, you know, right away say something. Plus, I want to give you a little bit of a pass. I think you were a deer stuck in headlights because you couldn't believe he did what he did.
Exactly.
Like,
but
you know, we
hung up. Yeah.
Go ahead, go.
We had hung out, and everything was perfect, nice. He bought me a dress. We went, you know, we did lunch for like a month and a half before we even went on our first date. And so, and it was perfect, and then that happened out of nowhere. It was like,
right. Really? Right, so you're kind of like, and it's easy to practice what you preach. Like, I can say to you now, like, you know, you should never just let a guy do that to you. But, like, when you're in it, you know, it's natural for you to just kind of be like, what the heck? Like, what just happened? You know, and not, and like, you regret not saying anything, but, you know, at the time it's hard. But here's the thing. The beauty of having something like this happen is we learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the way that you have a healthy relationship with someone is by the way you start. So you have to start with healthy boundaries at the beginning. Otherwise, the relationship is always going to be screwed up.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone doesn't have ESP, so you can't assume that he feels bad about what happened because you didn't even talk to him about it, Crystal.
Right. No, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So to answer, because I think you called because you just want somebody to really tell you the truth, but everyone's already telling you the truth. That's screwed up. And you're still looking for one more person to say, you know, is it possible that he's not that screwed up? This could be good. Well, I say, before anybody judges anything, talk to him.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Talk to him about it. Say, listen, I have to talk to you about what happened on the first date. Can you do that? Can you start with a sentence like that? Are you afraid of that?
No, I think I could do it. I just don't like confrontation and drama. I'm honestly just peacemaker. I guess I just don't like all that. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, if you started off at the very beginning, you know, expressing how you feel, and it should help if the relationship were to last. It should help it last longer and better.
Yeah, and you're putting all your cards on the table, Crystal, because it's exactly what I thought. You're avoiding conflict, and you wouldn't be the first one. But it's so unhealthy to do that because then you find yourself in a relationship, you know, months down the road, and you're going, damn, I saw this coming. What the hell am I doing? But then you have to start all over again, and people hate that. You know, they're afraid. And so I think it's 9 out of 10 that this may not be the relationship for you from what you're hearing from everybody, including me. But what I want you to do is use this at least for rehearsal for having a healthy relationship, and I want you to talk to him about it.
Okay.
Instead of, I want you to break your cycle. I think you should be braver than that. I think you should say, I can do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, so say that to me. I can do this. I can talk to him about what happened.
I can do this. I can talk to him about what happened.
And nothing bad's going to happen to me. If he doesn't like it, he turns around on you because he's a lawyer, so he's going to be a good talker, okay?
Right.
You don't let him do that, okay? You say to him, I'm just sharing how I feel about the situation, and I just wanted to know how you did. And then make a decision whether or not you want to go and continue in a relationship with them.
Okay.
You can do that.
Okay. Yeah, I can
all right, Crystal? I'd love to hear how it turns out, though. Please give me a call and let me know how it turns out.
Yes.
All right, Crystal. I wish you the luck. Thanks for calling. All right, we have Christina on the line.
Hello?
Christina?
Hi.
Hey, Christina. You're up with Dr. Pizzulli. What can I do for you today?
I actually have a really good question. I have a best friend of mine. She's been best friends with me for like 7 years.
Okay.
And I'm good friends with her boyfriend as well. But he's cheating on her. And I haven't told her about it. So I'm kind of afraid. I don't really want to like get in the middle of it. So I don't know whether to tell her or not. Because
okay.
I'm like good friends with both of them.
That's always a pickle, Christina. All right. Some questions first. Does he know you know?
Yes.
Oh. How did that go?
It gets a little awkward. It gets really, really awkward. I mean, we all hang out together. Mm-hmm. We all associate with the same, you know, friends or whatever. And I don't know. I think he's afraid that I'm going to tell her, but I haven't because I don't know if she's going to believe that he's actually cheating on her.
Right. And how'd you find out? Did he tell you? You saw him, and then he saw you seeing him, or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, basically.
Sorted, you know, like reality TV nightmare.
They were actually sitting at a restaurant together, and I just so happened to come into the restaurant and see them sitting there.
Uh-huh. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sticky.
And I love her to death. Like, she's, like, pretty much like a sister to me, except mm-hmm. for, I mean, I thought they were happy together.
Right.
You know, and apparently that's not the case. So
right. Now, look, either way, I mean, you say she's your best friend.
She's one of my best friends, yeah.
Yeah. So you know what I'm going to say to you, Christina, right? like, I'm going to do it for you, but you do know what I'm going to say. What do you think I'm going to say?
So.
Take a guess.
Probably to tell my best friend.
Yeah, but then what happens?
What
are you afraid is going to happen?
I'm afraid that if I tell her that, A, she's not going to believe me,
mm-hmm.
or B, I'm going to be in the middle of it,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because basically you didn't sign up for this.
Right, absolutely. And you know what, this has happened, like, with, like, a few other times. Like with my other friends too,
oh,
where I've been
grief.
In the same situation.
Yeah.
I'm in the same situation, and it's like, you know, I don't like conflict or drama either, but it's
right.
like,
who does?
I don't want
who
her.
Does?
Yeah.
All right, but Christina, here's the rules of thumb, ready? Just info you've just got to own. All right, first of all, you don't have a choice. You're going to have to tell your best friend because that's what best friends do.
Right.
Here's the other thing that's most important about friendship. If someone is really your friend, then whether you have a conflict with them or say something bad to them or whether or not you have a bad day or whether, you know, it's stuff that's injurious to her, she will still care for you and love you no matter what.
Right.
Otherwise, she's not a healthy friend to be with.
Right. And then I'm friends with him, too, and I've known him just as long as I've known her, so it's
yeah.
like, ugh.
And you don't want to hurt him either, and you care for both of them, so it seems like you're a wonderful friend, Christina, is what it sounds like to me, because you really care about this situation. It's all about the delivery, Christina. If you talk to her in a way from heart and soul, if you talk to her from that place, and you tell her how upsetting this is for you, but you love her and you just want her to be happy, then you can't go wrong, Christina. And
right.
even if she takes a step back from you for a while or this is chaotic, you know what? You did the right thing, and you're a good friend. What do you think?
Awesome. I think
all
that's
right.
really good advice.
Okay. And so I'm really glad you called today because friendships are one of the most important relationships in your life, so you got to keep it solid. All right?
Right?
You let me know how it turns out, okay?
I will. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You're welcome. So everyone, you know it's like you didn't sign on for conflict and drama, but you got to deal with it. Whenever you have a problem like this, be honest and open and talk from your heart. That's the way to handle conflict. I want to hear from you after the break. This is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli, your relationship therapist, specialist, therapist on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America releases its national report, The State Honor Roll of Asthma and Allergy Policies for Schools. Charlotte Collins of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation.
All states but one allow students to use epinephrine auto-injectors at school. And that's good news for parents, but there's still a long way to go before every state fully protects these kids at school.
To see the full report, visit statehonorroll.org. I'm John Dridden.
It's not too late to book a summer vacation and take advantage of great deals. Travel expert Lynn O'Rourke Hayes says you just have to know where to look.
For lodging, RoomKey.com, founded by hoteliers, lets you search trusted hotel brands in one location. Also, Orlando has great discounts from August 15th through September 30th at visitorlando.com. And to capture those vacation memories, the LG Optimus G Pro has a powerful 13-megapixel camera.
For more, visit FamilyTravel.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157. Call now. That's 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Hey there, it's Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli. I've been a psychotherapist for 20 years, specializing in relationships, and I'm going to help you today. If you give me a call at 888-454-3378, let me tell you, you can't shock Dr. Pizzulli. I've heard it all. So whatever it is that's going on for you, I want to hear about it, and I can help you. So we have Amber on the line. What's going on, Amber? Amber? I think that we may have lost Amber.
Hi, Dr. Pizzulli. I'm sorry, for that little delay.
No problem. Is this Amber?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Wonderful.
How are you, Doctor?
I'm doing great, Amber. I'm so glad we didn't lose you there. I got scared for a second.
I know. I got scared myself. I listened. I said, oh, no, they're going to kill me.
No, it's okay. New technology, right? All righty, then. So what you got for me?
Yeah, I have a question about not my own personal situation, but people that are close to me. And the question, that I have that I'd really appreciate your opinion about is I know of a couple, a fairly young couple. They've been married, maybe a year or so. And they seem to be having relationship problems. And very briefly, one of the partners is, a bit demanding and gets excitable over small things. And the other partner is not very emotional or empathetic. And what's complicating things now is that one of them is going through cancer treatment.
Mm.
And I try, sometimes when I see one of them, I try to say, well, are you helping out more? Are you doing this? Are you more, attuned? And I don't really get the response that I want to get.
Right, right. And you care greatly for this person who has cancer. And what is the gender of this person who has cancer? And
A young lady.
Okay. And the partner?
They're married, so
okay.
Husband, yeah.
And are they both ladies?
No.
Okay, so we're talking male and female.
They're heterosexual,
I'm sorry, they're what?
Yeah, no, it's a regular,
they're heterosexual. Okay, I was checking, because Amber, in these days, you use the term partner, I just wanted to make sure. I want to be politically correct here on the radio. I don't want to mess this up. All right? I know you don't want to give too much identifying information, but straight couple, one's got cancer, terrible. All right, and the male is the one who's is not, and they've been together a long time, and they're special to you, Amber. You obviously wouldn't want to be calling me if they're not extremely important to you.
That's correct. I was just wondering.
So it must hurt for you to see someone you care about going through cancer treatment. That's a difficult situation. Yeah.
But I just like to know what to say. To each one.
Right. And what is their relationship to you? Are they relatives or are they close friends?
Relatives.
Okay.
Relatives.
And you don't want to give too much information on the phone. Is that what I'm getting? Is that what I'm getting out on the radio? Amber?
Yeah, you're going that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
that's fine.
Like
I can work
direction.
With that. Okay. So let's say what you're saying is this. This could be relatives, very close relationship, and you're just very concerned about her significant other not really being able to be there for her.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and so that leaves you in like a pickle because, it's not really completely your business, but at the same time, when you care about someone, you do want to do something about it, right? So what have you done so far? Has this come up in conversation?
A few times.
Okay, tell me how it went.
Yeah. Well, one conversation, I would be doing most of the talking. This would be for the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just really not be that compliant,
right.
You know, about changing the way he does things to be more helpful.
Right. It's frustrating when you can't really make somebody see what you want them to see. You know, this is a common issue. You know, so how do you get someone to change? How do you get them to do what it is that you want them to do? And I would imagine he'll say, yeah, but then he doesn't really do it. So can you give me some examples of what you've asked him to do and that he's not able to do for her?
Well, for instance, do more of the house chores. You know, like clean up a little bit more, you know, after himself. For instance, putting the clothing away or make sure the shoes aren't in the way, keeping the house clean and not letting the dishes pile up.
Right. Are there any children involved?
No, no children.
Okay, no children involved. Okay. So, and how does his wife feel about this? Does she feel like he's not meeting her needs?
She feels worse, you know, more than that. And what I mean by that is when we do have a conversation, and this is the reason I haven't had a conversation with her in about a week and a half,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a long time going what she's going through. But as soon as I speak to her, she just starts criticizing and dumping, mm-hmm. you know, on her husband. And I don't think that's, you know, entirely fair or very nice either, because each individual has, everybody has good qualities. I know both of their good qualities. And, you know, it hurts to hear that whatever he does or whatever he's about doesn't matter.
And you're caught in the middle, Amber, or you're really caught in the middle of this very difficult situation and feeling like, what the heck am I supposed to do with this? All right, Amber, listen, there's some realities here that I want to go over with you, okay? I'm all about telling it straight. There is very little you can do to help with this relationship. Whatever is going on between these two people is really between these two people, okay? Unfortunately, because, you know, you're hitting your head against the brick wall, right? Do you feel that way a lot of the time?
I do, but it's
horrible. You can't really change things. Now, I mean, you can make recommendations and give referrals, like there's concrete things you can do and say to her, listen, I think you should get support. A therapist would be a good person to talk to because, and I have to be honest with you, Amber, you're not the therapist here. You're not qualified to help them with these kinds of challenges in life. I mean, you can be a listener, but you're not going to be able to solve her problems with her marriage. What do you think of that? It's true, right? No matter how much you love someone, I don't care if it's your daughter or your daughter-in-law or your best friend, you can't get people to get help or to change. I mean, she can complain, but you're not qualified.
And the other point I wanted to mention also, Dr. Pizzulli, is even when I try to help in the terms of doing something concrete, for instance, giving them money to get a mate.
To get more help, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I find that it doesn't really do much, and it's not really appreciated.
Right, which is a whole other, and you just opened a can of worms, Amber. And if I had more time, we'd definitely talk about that. That the truth is she's relying on you to help, or they are relying on you, and then you're not being appreciated, and you're kind of like, you're like a dog chasing your tail around and around in circles, right?
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. All right. So listen, I want you to stop right now. First of all, I'm going to make a recommendation to you, Amber, before I go to break, okay?
Okay.
You might be, if this person is as close as I think she is to you, okay, you probably can use a little bit of support, neutral support for dealing with it. Have you ever thought of that?
Not really. Sorry, but what do you mean?
You might consider some family therapy or an individual therapist. Now, besides that, listen. Because this is very difficult when someone you love is going through cancer treatment. I want you to stop trying to fix both of them and start to just tell them, listen, I can only be here to offer you my ear to listen to what things are going, but you guys need to work on your relationship. And that's what I'm recommending. Can you tell them that?
I will. I can tell
them. That's what I want you to do. I want you to say, guys, I'm not the doctor. I love you both, and you guys really need to see a couple therapists. Okay?
Thank you.
And that way you get this, and you can be supportive. Because you can't do this. That's not your job.
I know. But thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome, Amber. Boundaries.
I appreciate your help.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You guys, you know what it's like out there. Now, you think that you can solve everybody else's problems, but you can't. But I have to go to school for zillions of years to learn how to do this. People need to know their boundaries. I know you care for people, but you're not the doctor. Give me a call at Lifestyle Talk Radio Network at 888-454-3378.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
Founder and executive director of the National Diaper Bank Network, Joanne Goldblum, has made it her mission to raise awareness of diaper need, working to ensure that every American child has an adequate supply of diapers. Joanne shares findings from a new study in the journal Pediatrics.
As a mother of three, I know how important it is to have enough diapers. Almost one in three mothers report diaper need. Data collected from a just-released study in the journal Pediatrics showed that diaper need is even more distressing to moms than not having enough food for their family. I've worked with Huggies Every Little Bottom for the past 3 years to get diapers to babies in need, and there are many ways you can help. Host a community diaper drive, volunteer at your local diaper bank, or donate your Huggies reward points to benefit the National Diaper Bank Network.
For more, visit diaperbanknetwork.org and interact on huggies.com/tester to donate diapers through the Huggies Every Little Bottom program. I'm Gail Humphrey.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157. Call now. That's 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Mmm. Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
We're back on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and this is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli, specializing in relationships. And I want to hear from you today at 888-454-3378. I believe we have a caller. Kezia. I love it. I'm sorry I messed it up.
That's okay.
All right, what do we got, Kezia?
I've been in a relationship for like 5 years now, and my boyfriend, he wants to marry me. He asked me to marry him, and
you sound
I'm
like jumping for joy there.
No. I mean, I'm very, very unsure about marrying this person, and because he's verbally abusive, he's controlling and. You know, he does things like listen to my phone to see who's calling me and...
Wait, say that last thing? Things like what? Say it again.
Look through my phone to see who's calling me, look through my text, and, you know, just wants to know where I'm at all the time and...
He's very jealous.
I just don't think it would be wise. So I'm just wondering, what would you think about that?
Well, I got a bigger problem for you. Wait a second. You're with him 5 years. If you don't think it's wise to marry the guy, why are you still with him after 5 years?
Yeah. I mean, I do love him very, very much. I just...
Mm. Is there kids involved?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about that.
We have two children.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
We have two children.
Okay. How old?
And we have a 5-year-old... And a 2-year-old.
Well, that could be one of the reasons you stick around.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, hey, you know, if you're going to have a reason, that's a good one, right?
Right.
Give yourself...
But
yeah,
I mean...
All right.
I don't think we should marry.
Right.
Really,
so you want to... So you're saying, if I'm understanding you right, Kezia, you just want to... You would like to stay with him. You just don't want to marry him.
Right, right. Do you think I will be making a big mistake in marrying him?
Well, I think you're making a big mistake in staying with him. How do you like them apples?
Even with the children?
Yeah, let's talk. Dr. Pizzulli always tells it like it is. Do you really think that this relationship is going to be fulfilling for you for the long term?
And deep inside, no.
I'm afraid of hurting the kids. You know, I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, children are everything. The last thing you want to do is to hurt them.
Yeah, and then they're so small. They're so young.
Yeah. So part of you is like, you know what, I'll wait till they're a little older, they can handle it, and then maybe I'll even consider
it.
But right now, I just don't want to do that to them.
Right, right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what kind of father is he?
He's a pretty good father. He's a pretty good father to the children. It's just... You know, our relationship is not great.
Right. Does he know that you're probably hanging on in? Is that one of the reasons he's so urgently, like, jealous all the time and urgently want to marry you? Do you think he deep down knows you're just not happy with him?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so, and I think he knows that I'm really ready to move on.
Right.
Really.
And so he's like, I gotta have to, like, tie her down, otherwise I'm gonna lose her.
Yeah. Because if you marry somebody and then, you know, you don't want to be with them, then you got to go through divorce and custody and all that.
Right, because he knows you're going to leave him, so that's why you're avoiding marrying him, and that's probably why you're so jealous. Has there been any infidelities? Are you having an affair by any chance, in love with someone else?
No.
Okay,
no.
checking into that.
I just don't want to be with him.
Right, right. Oh, just a small little factor that, you know, we can't avoid.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the truth. You know that you're not really doing the best thing for those kids by staying in a loveless relationship with this man. I mean, even though you're friends, you're not. This is not what it's supposed to be, you know.
Right.
And that's so upsetting and hard to accept.
Yeah. I just really... I think it'll be really tough on my children because they're used to seeing Daddy every day.
Right.
You know, he's, you know, in the house, and I mean, they're used to seeing him every day. So, I think it'll just be really, really hard on the kids.
But what's going to be harder, them seeing a loveless relationship between their parents? And I mean, I can't imagine you guys get along like peaches and cream all the time.
No.
What's it really like?
No, I mean, I can't even remember the last time we had, you know, we used to have date night, you know, like every Friday, you know, we'd get a babysitter and we, you know, would just spend time, you know, between, you know, me and him, and we haven't did that in very, very long time.
Right. Well, Kizzy, you have, like, two choices, okay? And you're not really being honest with him, by the way, which is a whole other issue, because you're not really saying, honestly, I'm with you because of the kids. I don't want to really ruin this, but I'm not feeling it, okay? And that's a whole other issue that I think you need to deal with. But you can either work on the relationship and go to couples therapy and actually try to fix the thing if you're going to bother to stay in it for the next few years, right?
Right.
Or you've got to start to accept that people do separate and children do survive and start to move on with your life, Kezia.
Right, right.
Really?
And it's like I get so revved up in saying, this is what I'm going to say to him. I'm finally going to tell him the truth. I'm finally going to tell him the truth. And then, you know, we get in the room together and nothing comes out.
Because you're afraid.
Goes to the subject or,
this is scary. But you've got to be braver because, you know, I'll tell you what's really going to happen. I've been doing this for 20 years. What's going to happen is when you finally get out, you're going to be like, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. That's what's going to end up happening because you're wasting all this time. And I know that children survive this if they're handled, it's handled right. Listen, children don't suffer because of the events that occur in their lives. They suffer because they're not able to share their feelings associated with them. How you handle this is key. And if you do it in a healthy way and you have a family therapist, for instance, or you talk to them about how they feel, and you're like, they don't notice that there's a problem, even a five-year-old can tell, okay? The two-year-old won't even know, like, no, it'll be fine, okay? But if you do this, you postpone getting on with your life, it's all going to pass you by.
Yeah.
So that's my advice to you.
I've got to make a decision.
You do, and I have a minute left for you to say to me, Dr. P., I am going to make a decision.
Dr. P, I'm going to make a decision.
It wasn't exactly a glowing, you know, admission, but I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. All right. Thank you so much for calling. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Everybody listening knows about that, right? We've all been there. You know, you don't really want to have trouble. You don't want to hurt the kids, but you also don't want to get stuck in a prison for the rest of your life, people. You have to this life. I want you to be happy. Be fulfilled. Do what makes you feel good. This is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. You have a very good week.
Before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.